Here I am again, the god of superstition. I am your master, and you are my slaves. I make you do strange and weird things. Aye, even silly things. So silly, in fact, that at times I am vastly amused at your antics. And so, I must laugh.
Six spades, doubled and redoubled. That gives us game and rubber.
Well, pay up like a nice little boy, Carter. That lucky charm you drag out every time you play cards evidently wasn't on the job today.
Well, it usually works, but you can't go against bad cards.
Rubbish. You're just plain superstitious.
Maybe I am. Who isn't?
Oh, I guess we all are, more or less.
Well, I'm not. All that rot about breaking mirrors and black cats crossing your path, hand me a laugh. The only sensible superstition I believe in is walking under a ladder. And that's just because I don't care to risk a bucket of paint falling on me.
Telegram for Mr. Charles Carter.
Right here, Porter. Thanks. By Jove, boys, I'm a year older.
Well.
Listen, darling, I'm giving you a birthday dinner with a cake and 30 candles. Hope you can blow them all out. Don't be late. Love. That's from my wife.
There's another silly superstition. Blowing out the candles on a birthday cake.
If you don't blow them all out in one breath, it means bad luck. Is that it?
That's it. I remember 2 years ago, I failed to blow out all my birthday candles, and things have been rotten ever since.
Listen, Carter, did you ever hear of the Depression?
Yeah, I guess we all got short-winded on our last two or three birthdays.
Yeah. Say, speaking of blowing out birthday candles, that happened to me once. I was just as superstitious as anyone up to that time.
Why, what happened?
Plenty, I'll say. Porter, where are we?
We'll be in San Francisco in 30 minutes, sir.
Okay. I've just got time to tell it.
Shoot the works.
Right. A picture, if you will, a birthday party gathered together in a ghostly house of strange noises and weird shadows. In the center of the table is a huge birthday cake, with candles burning and flickering in the gloom. The clock was striking 7.
Well, Jim, here's to you, and many happy birthdays.
Thanks, thank you.
Everybody drinks that. And also to Jane Dawson, the happy bride.
There you are. Congratulations.
Thanks, everybody. Isn't this a lovely old house? They say it's over 100 years old.
Ooh, but it gives me the creeps with no lights except those from birthday candles. Look at those weird shadows on the wall.
It is sort of spooky.
You say there's no gas or electricity in the house, Jim?
Old Uncle Jeremiah was too stingy to put them in, I guess.
Why, we all thought he was a rich old miser.
So did I. He was my ace in the hole, I being his sole heir. And then when he died and we read the will, this old house was all he had.
And I'm grateful for that much. It enabled us to get married. At least it'll be a roof over our heads, and we own it. Someday when our ship comes in, we'll install a lot of modern conveniences, paint it up, and refurnish it. I was anxious for you to see it, and Jim's birthday seemed to provide the opportunity.
Your uncle was a seafaring man, I've heard.
Yes, that's right. From the way he lived and hid in this old house, one would think that someone was after him.
Oh.
That, I guess it was true. But we found a letter among his papers. Say, I've got it with me. Now, listen. Listen, I'll read it. You got away with the plunder and double-crossed us, Jeremiah Dawson. I know where you're hiding, and when I see you, it will be your throat or the loot. And it's signed, Blodgett. Uncle Jeremiah must have changed addresses several times since that was written.
Why, the old curmudgeon. I say, Jim, I'll bet there's a fortune hidden somewhere in this old house.
Hey, we all thought that, but we've searched the place from cellar to roof.
I've often wondered what Blodgett meant by the plunder. Maybe it was jewels, strings of pearl.
Or Spanish doubloons, pieces of eight.
Or a case of pre-war scotch. Well, we've given up all hopes of learning who Blodgett is and what the loot consisted of. I guess Uncle Jeremiah must have used it all up on living expenses. Anyway, it's a mystery we'll never be able to solve.
Well, the dinner's over. Come on, Jim, blow out your candles.
Ooh, but we'll be in the dark.
Nope, I've got some lamps ready to light.
Oh, I think this is all just darn foolishness. But just to please my wife, I'll blow a blast that will knock the frosting off the cake.
Now, don't fail, honey. You know, it's bad luck if you leave even one candle burning.
Bad luck, eh? Well, I'm known as the blasting blowhard. Here goes.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
Oh, Jim, you've left one candle burning. Now we're sure to have bad luck.
Oh, don't be silly, that's...
Look! What? That shadow. Up there on the balcony against the wall. It's moving.
By Jove, it is. Looks as if someone was creeping along on all fours.
Ooh, I'm all a shivery. Let's get out of here.
Now, quiet. Now, please, everybody, quiet. I'll have a look.
Oh, Jim, no, please.
Listen, Jane, it's probably the magnified shadow of a stray cat. But I'm going to find out.
The shadow's disappeared. There goes Jim. He's on the landing now. Why, he's vanished, too.
I'm all right. Come on now. Get up on your feet or I'll paste you again on that ugly mouth of yours. Light those lamps, Jane.
All right.
You men come over here. We'll tie him up. Here, put that rope around there. There you are, my hearty. Trussed up like Mrs. Maloney's Christmas goose.
Oh.
Now then, my good man. My, isn't that an ugly brute?
Oh, Jim, you sure you're not hurt?
Oh, only a bruised chin, darling.
What's the idea?
And that's what we'd like to know. What are you doing here? You realize this is unlawful entry and there's a penalty of a good many years for that in the big house?
Curse me luck. I always was unlucky ever since that devil Jeremiah Dawson double-crossed me.
Say, you're Blodgett.
Sure I am. I say, how did you know?
I'm gifted with second sight. Come on now, explain all this.
Everything was going fine until you showed up with this blasted birthday party. I've been hunting for old Jeremiah for nigh on to 5 years now. Ever since he ditched me and made off with the loot.
What?
Yeah. And then when I read in the papers that he'd croaked, I knew I was going to be lucky, for I'd located him at last.
What do you mean, lucky?
Why, find the blooming treasure.
Find it? Where?
Why, here, in his home.
Well, what? There isn't any treasure in this house. You came on a fool's errand. We've searched this place high and low.
Well, you don't know old Jeremiah like I did. I knew just where he hid it.
Jim, it's here.
I knew the old miser was rich.
Wait a minute. Well, Blodgett, where is this treasure?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I certainly would, and you're going to tell us. But first of all, where did this loot come from?
A rich South American was on our vessel. He had it in an estate room. Old Jeremiah was first mate and spotted him. When we struck a coral reef and the vessel began to sink, Jeremiah grabbed the Spaniard and chucked him in our boat. We drifted for days, and then the Spaniard and the rest of the crew died. We tossed them all overboard one by one. But Jeremiah had the money.
The money?
Sure, the coin, Masumas, Bondulets, American banknotes. $200,000 in bills.
Great Scott!
And you don't know who it belongs to?
No, ma'am. And no one knew who the Spaniard was. Jeremiah said we would split. And when we was rescued, he done me dirt and bamboozled. I swore to get that money, but he died. And here I was, just about to get my hands on it when you butted in.
Now, wait a minute. You were fussing around an old sea chest. We searched that, but I'm going to look again. Yeah. Now, here it is. Now, let's look.
Oh.
Empty.
Huh? Oh.
Wait. Wait, what's this? A false bottom? Sure is. There, hold that lamp over here.
Can you see?
Great Scott! Bills! United States money! Jane, we're rich!
Oh, honey, isn't it thrilling?
Just my damned luck. I had to get across that balcony to that chest and waited until this man blew out the candles. But blast it, he left one burning.
And that left your shadow against the wall, eh?
That's just what happened. If it hadn't been for that, I'd be on my way now with the money. But I might have known I'd have bad luck. A big black cat crossed my path.
So you're superstitious too, Mr. Blodgett. Well, Jane, I guess you won't mind if I don't blow out all the candles on my next birthday cake.
No, dear. We won't blow them out at all. And I'll never be superstitious again.
So you see, gentlemen, I have good reason for not being superstitious.
San Cisco, all out for San Cisco.
And what happened to Blodgett?
Oh, he turned out to be a good old soul. I wanted to divide with him, but he said he was tired of roaming around and wanted to settle down. So he had me put his share in trust for our first baby. And you'll see him soon. There he is, sitting in my car. He's our chauffeur. And he's as happy as a seahorse in an aquarium.
There he is.
And there's Jane and the baby.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jane. And so tonight, Carter, if you don't blow out all the candles on your birthday cake, don't despair. There may be a blodget and $200,000 in loot lurking around. Well, so long. I'll be seeing you.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?
Thank you.